You're listening to the Spiritual Love Podcast, helping you tune in to the frequency of love. The Spiritual Love Podcast is a podcast for women who want to get real about love and relationships while also focusing on healing, inner peace, and wellness. Through conversations and insights about love, dating, relationships, all matters of the heart, and more. I'm your host, Giovanna Tisdale, better known as the Spiritual Love Healer. I'm an intuitive healer, spiritual guide, and coach here to help you heal your heart so you can magnetize and manifest the love that you desire and deserve. All right, beautiful people. So on this episode, we are talking about the importance of allowing yourself the time and the space to heal, especially after getting out of one relationship and before getting into the next. Many times we can have trouble like letting go and moving on. And a lot of times I see that it's recommended for people to like get into another relationship or just move on to someone else without fully processing what they're feeling, what they've experienced, and what they've learned. And I think it's super beneficial when we can press pause and then take a little bit of time to grieve, to maybe even do like a relationship review and to really get to a good space before moving into another relationship so that you're not bringing this, you know, same woundings or hurt or habits and patterns into a new relationship. So let's go ahead and get into it. This is another archive episode in honor of Spiritual Love Week. I am outside, so you may hear a little bit of background noise. Hopefully we'll keep it to a minimum. But today I want to talk about letting go. And I was inspired to really dig into this topic because I saw a question and the answers were so shocking. And I was like, let me address this real quick. But this lady was asking, how do you let go of someone and that person has already let you go? So basically, you're kind of still holding on to something that no longer is there. And some of the responses or answers that I saw were, you get up under somebody else, like, you know, move on to the next one. Well, actually, that was like a good majority of the response that people were telling her, oh, just move on and go get another man or whatever. You'll be all right. Eventually, it'll pass. And that's the absolute wrong thing to do. You don't, you can't fill that void with someone else. Because you're never healing it. It's like you got to heal that hole, because then what happens with that person when they go, you're just making that hole. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And you never healed the first problem. And now you got a whole nother problem. So if you go into a relationship and you aren't in a place where you are healed, the relationship is not going to be healthy. So I wanted to really talk about that because that's important if you are looking for like a meaningful relationship with someone. You got to be right yourself before you can get into something with somebody else. And jumping from relationship to relationship isn't how to go about it. You really want to make sure that you heal, especially if you are already saying that you're still holding on to something that's over with. You can't go lay up under the next person and think that's gonna work. So let's get into how we are going to let go of something that we are holding on to that is no longer serving us. And the first thing that you want to do is ask yourself, why are you still holding on? If you know that it's over, what's keeping you tied to the situation? And that's something that you should probably really think about or journal about, but really spend some time exploring what's keeping you connected. And then, do you do this with other things? A lot of times in life, we don't hold on to stuff that we don't want. Like, you don't leave all the trash just sitting in the trash can forever. You dispose of it. You don't hold on to your money when you know you have a rent or car payment or whatever to pay.
you send that check out or pay it online. If something doesn't fit you or is outdated, you don't keep it. Maybe you donate it, you give it away, but you let it go. So look for those examples of where you let stuff go in life and try to use that as a frame of reference. Like if you know something is old or outdated, you can't use it anymore, typically we get rid of it. So figure out why in this instant, when someone has discarded your relationship, why are you still holding on to it? So really try to also step outside the situation and take your feelings out of it and look at it objectively. Does that person really still deserve you after, you know, they kind of let things go? Is there something worth holding on to? And remember, you want to look at it with your emotions not being the focal point of the situation. And you're just looking at it, look at it as though it were business. And that's something that really helped me. And if you've been kicking it with me for a long time, then you'll know that is kind of how, like the approach that I took with things. I would always say your life is your business, manage it. And by taking your emotions out of certain situations, then you're able to really see from a different perspective. And you are kind of able to make a little better decisions when you're not running high off of your emotions. And then you want to really connect to your heart and ask yourself, does it feel good to still hold on to this situation? Am I treating myself fairly by holding on to this situation? How is this serving me? Is it helping my mind, my body, my soul, my finances? Like, what is this doing for my life by me holding on to this situation? Then at some point you'll realize, like, it doesn't feel good to hold on to nothing. It's time to let go. You've got to let go. If it's not working, if it's over, you have to let go. And it's not always easy. And yes, it's going to hurt, but it's a process. You know, you have to pull yourself back into who you are, back into you, back into what makes you you. And that really ties back into self-love. So now would be the time to really love on yourself and fill that void so that you can really heal that space that's there. So you want to acknowledge that it's over. Just go ahead and just make peace with the fact that, yes, this is over. I don't like it. It doesn't feel good. It kind of sucks. Maybe I even hate this person a little bit, but you know what? It's over, and that's okay because you're still alive. You're still breathing. You're still beautiful. You are still you. And don't look at it as an ending. Look at it as a fresh start, because if something ends or someone leaves you or it doesn't work out, then technically it's not for you. You have to trust that there is something that is actually meant for you, something better, something greater, and something that's really going to fulfill you on all levels. So you can sit with your feelings and release them in a healthy way. You're going to have feelings come up. Like I said, you might want to cry, scream, kick, yell, curse, whatever you have to do. You're going to feel the anger, the betrayal, the upset, the loss. You might even feel free at some point, but just allow your feelings to come and express them and release them in a healthy way. And then forgiveness. Forgiveness is the key to healing and freedom. Forgive yourself, forgive them, forgive the situation, and just really let it go. And forgiveness isn't about that person. It's not about whether they were right or you were wrong or vice versa. It's just about letting go. It's an exchange of energy. It allows you to release whatever it is that's keeping you tied down so that you can really start to live again. Because as long as you're holding on to the past, you're not living in the present. You can use your journal to release, and you can also get rid of things. So if you have his shirts or whatever, and you just want to let go of that thing, get rid of things that don't bring up pleasant memories. Get rid of things that are taking up your space and not, and keeping you from really moving forward and being able to heal. So some of the things that you should not do are stalk, and that's in person and online, because I know there are some Facebook detectives out there who are going through all of the social media feeds, looking for through the likes and the friends list, getting way deep into it. That's what we're not going to do. Don't stalk it. Let it go. Vandalism. Some of y'all want to grab the bats and tear things up. Let's not do that either. We're not going to stalk or vandalize. And be mindful of what you also post on social media. You don't want to really bash anyone or even just dump your entire heart out online either. So just be careful that you're not posting something you may regret posting at some point. And also don't jump on to the next person. You really want to give yourself time to heal so that you're not just hopping to the next person, that you're really finding someone that you have a genuine connection with, so you don't find yourself back in a situation that makes you unhappy. And also, you don't want to abuse yourself, and that goes for mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially. Sometimes we can overeat, we may overspend, we may not, you know, really connect to our higher power, we may stop taking care of ourselves. This is a time where you really want to pour on the self-love and do things that will benefit you on all those levels, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially. So you really want to take care of yourself, surround yourself with people who are going to uplift you and benefit you in that way, that, you know, you are able to heal and be healthy. So you don't want to be around negative Nancy and toxic Tommy, who is always adding more drama and strife about whatever it is that you're going through. So make sure that you're gentle with yourself and allow yourself the time and the space to grieve and heal. It is a process when you lose someone that you care about, whether it was just a relationship that ended or even if they transitioned. Like, it's grief, it's a process. It's a real thing and it takes time. But you want to make sure that you're actually allowing that process to happen and healing, so that you can move forward and that you can let go and start to live and be restored again. If this is an area that you're having trouble with, then you can join me in a heart-to-heart and I can help you figure out what's the next step to take so that you can begin to let go and release. I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and peace. Until next time.
All right. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I would love to know what your thoughts are when it comes to letting go and what you do before moving into a new relationship. And just a reminder, I'm super excited because doors are officially opening for my course, Renew You, Discover Self-Love. Head over to spirituallovesanctuary.com to check it out and see what the course is all about. It's created to help you reawaken to your own power and magnificence. And I'm teaching this course live, which is going to be even more amazing. I really want to help you discover the power of self-love to renew your heart and mind. And this is a great starting point if you have been hurt, if you've been feeling broken inside or looking for love in the wrong places or feeling disconnected from yourself, if you've recently gotten out of a relationship or are dealing with relationship challenges that may have made you see yourself as less than or just really not feeling the love that already exists within you, this course is for you. Peace. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Spiritual Love Podcast. Let me know what you think by leaving a rating and review for me. For show notes and more to help you tune into the frequency of love, head over to spirituallovepodcast.com. Peace.